This is the 5AA Sports Show, Rowie and Bix.
Oh, let's get straight into it. Adelaide are well into their post-Christmas pre-season. Only Bix, 75 days until round one versus North Melbourne. I know personally I cannot wait for our two teams. Crows senior coach, he joins us now, Phil Walsh. Phil, thanks for your time.
No problem, Stephen, and welcome back.
I love you coming in here. It's brilliant. Hey, how's it all going?
Oh, we haven't lost a game, Stephen, so it's always positive.
But look, we talk about fitness and strength and conditioning, I guess, game plan, game styles, development, leadership. What needs the most work in a broad sense? What's giving you or keeping you up at night that you think, we're miles behind here, maybe?
No, nothing's really keeping me up at night. We've got a lot of work still to do. I challenged the guys when we come back that after Christmas it's going to get even harder, and they found that out this week. And tomorrow and Friday we've got a four-day break then for the guys, so they're really going to earn that. But I've asked them to up their competitiveness, and we've seen a bit of that, but we've still got some more work to go.
So the progression is what I guess is interesting. You've started, you've had probably 2 or 3 months. Are you happy with how it's progressed and you've seen some improvement?
Yeah, well, you had a look, Mark, so you know you could comment probably as good as anyone for someone who's been there previously, but the attitude of the players has been first class. The way they've gone about their work, no whinging. Anything I've served up to them, they've lapped it up and looked for more, although there's been some tired boys this week.
What about, you all have your own impressions of players when you're watching from afar. Has there been anyone who's surprised you with, I don't know, their personality or the way they go about their work on the track?
Yeah, they've all surprised me. They have. You know, like, we think we scout the oppo really well, and we listen to the rumour and the innuendo a little bit, you know, as a great gossip trail in AFL football. But as soon as I got inside the four walls of the Adelaide Footy Club and really got to go to work with the guys, yeah, they really have surprised me right across the board. I've been really impressed with what I've found there, and I look forward to where we can take this group.
Any individuals in particular you want to mention, or you're more just across the group?
You know me, Mark. I'm Team Mantra. I like to talk plural, not singular, so I won't be singling anyone out. But we've got a number of players that I'm really expecting to have a good start to the season and push for some spots in that team that maybe some of our supporters out there haven't seen play before.
I was away on holidays, Phil. We got the announcement over there that Texie Walker's the captain. A great appointment. And you did have genuine candidates there. Just briefly again, talk us through that decision.
Yeah, I'm really comfortable with the decision. I'm really happy with the senior leadership group and how it's working at the moment. Those six players were voted in by the peers, and then I picked the captain from that. Of course, it had to be ratified by the board. Yeah. All of those six guys could have been the captain. They all have that element of follow me. But in my opinion, Tex was the most influential and had the biggest element of follow me in the direction that I want the footy club to go in.
Yeah. You said this at the press conference to announce Tex.
There were some strong views expressed, and I'm up for that. I like that. They all, though, understand my decision, and there's 100% support for Taylor Walker as captain of this footy club. This footy club's not about blokes feeling sorry for themselves. We don't operate like that. That's the decision. Say what you've got to say. We'll hear it, but get on with it. And that's what we're going to be about.
Manly discussions, we love those words. Who kicked up the most? Did VB say, why am I not captain?
Actually, my wife kicked up the most because she reminded me that we've also had some woman conversations over the journey.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So I got a little bit of a clip about that, Stephen. But no, we've basically got a little bit of a mantra at the footy club. I like conflict. I like people saying what they think. It's okay to disagree, but once a decision's been made, we commit. We all get in behind that decision and back at 100%, and that's exactly what's happened.
And they have, to a man.
Absolutely.
What about you made another comment about I want this to become an authentic footy club, no spin. Can you just explain that? What that means to you?
I got a bit of flack from this one as well, and look, I don't want to go too much on a tangent as a lot of people know, and quite a few players in the footy club know, I can tell a bit of a story. But
we've got plenty of time for you. Please feel free.
I'm not an art lover, so I'll put that on the table straight away. But a few years ago when I was in Amsterdam, I actually went to the Van Gogh Museum, and I had a look at his painting Sunflower, and I was just mesmerised by it. I just couldn't move. It was authentic. I could see what people were talking about the picture. And I want to say the same thing about the footy club. When our fans watch us play, I want them to be able to look and say, yeah, that's That's an authentic footy club, the way they go about it. I mean, I'm not directing this at any other club, but a lot of people talk the talk, but they can't walk the walk. I want our club to be about action, not words. And, you know, we've got some big games coming up, none bigger than that round one game against North Melbourne, but that's when the fans out there will see whether we're an authentic footy club or not.
Here's the quote. Just listen for those that haven't.
I want to be an authentic footy club. Simple as that. I don't want to be about spin. Actions speak louder than words, and that's what Adelaide Footy Club will be about this year.
That would suggest to me that from afar looking into the Crows, you didn't think they were authentic. And is that having a crack at the previous hierarchy at all?
No, I think you're reading too much into that, Stephen. I think over the journey, and maybe it's a political circle it's in as well, I think a lot of people make some promises. And it's easy for me as the coach to say, we're going to do this and we're going to play that way. Well, guess what? I'm not out there playing. It's the players who have to put that out there. It's the ones who have to actually execute what I'm asking them to do. And that's what I mean about being authentic. It's got to be actually be seen. It's got to be able to be seen in actions before people believe it.
Well, I would suggest hearing that and seeing where you've come from. And I talk of West Coast, or Port, then West Coast, but previously Port. They are authentic. They don't talk spin. Their coach calls it as he sees it. So does KT all the way down. There is no spin. Is that what you want to try and emulate? Is that where you've got that thought from? Not some painting in Amsterdam?
No, this is Phil Walsh as a person. And if anyone's had anything to do with me, when I commit to something, I'm 100% committed. When I go about something, I want to get the job done. I want to reach for the stars and chase it as hard as I possibly can, and that's what I want to see in the Adelaide Footy Club.
What about, you mentioned about upping the ante. You just got a few wires through in terms of a couple of injuries. Sam Jacobs, David McKay. Is that a casualty that sometimes happens when you raise the bar in terms of upping the ante fitness-wise and competitive-wise?
You got the direct line to Andrew Potter, have you still, Bix?
Must have, yeah.
Might have to shut that one down, mate. No, look, I promised, I think I said, might have been in here, but I did say in an interview that I'm going to push the guys to the cliff. I'm going to make sure that we're as well prepared physically as we possibly can be. That means that sometimes a couple of people fall off the cliff, and we probably had that. Like you said, 75 days to go. Other than probably Otten and Shore, I expect everyone to be available for round one.
Good news. You went to Melbourne and did a few interviews over there. One of the quotes that come out of that is, the list isn't yet where it needs to be to challenge for a premiership. How long does it take? You know, you've taken over and you've got what you've got now. You've been able to make some changes through the draft. How long do you think it takes to get the actual list that you need to really challenge for that?
Yeah, that quote was taken. I got asked, do you think you will win the premiership this year? I said, look, there's still some ingredients and we've got a young back line. Mm. But what you need to remember is there is a game and an age that the last 10 premiership teams, okay, have won a premiership been in. So it's about 138 average and about 28 years of age. Now, we're not near that. So could we get all the ingredients, get the absolute, bake the best cake and win a premiership? Of course we could. But reality says, if you look at our age demographic, we're going to get closer to those numbers in about season 2017. But I'm hoping, as anyone does and anyone who follows football, we all have hope that success might be just around the corner. But I can just assure you, we'll pursue that success and chase it as hard as possible this year.
Jake Lever, one of the high picks that Adelaide had at pick 14 this year, very highly rated. You mentioned that you'd like to see him debut this year. You talked about the young back line. Is he someone that has that capability of coming up and playing within his first year?
He's coming off an ACL, so that's always, you know, a little bit of a red flag for me. We've been really conservative with Jake, and we're not going to put any limitations on him, but by the same token, he won't be rushed in. We see him as a really important part of our jigsaw. Obviously, Rutten's left the club. We're not overly stocked with talls. That's why we brought Cole Chaney in. He's going to be a key part of that team in 2017, we hope. So we'll be very conservative with him, but again, I won't put a limitation on him.
Just getting back to that, the average game's played an average age, and that's when the window's open, if you like, and you threw those figures out. Well, Port's less than yours, and theirs is open. And I reckon your talent's as good as theirs. So why aren't you in the same window as them? Well, they're not talking not top four. They're talking premiership.
I think if you did their games and ages, we'd be below them. Okay. And again, depends which team you put out from either one. I just think our situation is very happy with our midfield. I'm very happy with our forward line. It's just the fact the young back line, you've got to make sure you really get your team defence right. And as we saw last year, that was an area where Adelaide needed to improve. And that's where we're spending a lot of our time at the moment.
You know you're back six for round one?
No, but you would say based on what I'm seeing at the moment. So we brought Chaney in. I'm really keen and I like what I've seen of him. Daniel Tarley is All-Australian. Brody Smith, All-Australian. So those two probably speak for themselves. Cole Hardigan's been really great pre-season. I really like the lad. I didn't know too much about him before I got there. Then you've got Henderson, Yench, Brown. And there's probably a couple of others who are pushing around in those areas as well. So the ingredients, as I said, although they're young, you know, those names stand up okay.
Can you be top four or top eight without a strong back six, a consistent top back six?
That's something we're about to find out, Stephen, okay. I think.
But that sounds like it's really worrying you. That is keeping you up at night.
I think if you take over a team that's ranked 11th in defence, you're going to have a few sleepless nights about that area.
Is that something that clearly you've recruited some players that can develop into those areas? Is that something you'd still look to add to? I think when you look at it, Cole Hardigan's a very inexperienced player. You maybe, when I look at it, think you're one key position player, you know, tall, short down back. Is that something you can go out and you weren't able to do it this year, but maybe keep an eye out for someone that's experienced that could slot straight in there in the future years?
We're very confident that Otten will come back, and sure, we're very hopeful with him as well. We did draft Harrison Wigg, although he's not a tall. He's a backman with an elite left foot, which we've seen this week at training, actually. One of his kicks to Josh Jenkins was as good as I've seen from a young player. So we have got some young talent there to come through. We're obviously open for trade. You know, if a player can help us fill a hole, we would definitely look at that. And we've just put on a fantastic appointment to the Adelaide Footy Club in Justin Reid to take over from the role that David Noble's been playing. So I'm sure Reedy, he's another guy who's 24/7, 365 footy. I'm sure he's going over our list and everyone else's list as we speak.
Mm. And some of the players you mentioned, and Harrison Wigg is one of them, if they can develop, and you mentioned Henderson, it does free up someone like a Brody Smith to move into the midfield. And I think that's another thing that Adelaide would be looking to do. Brody is such a good size, 189, and that tends to be the mould now for the modern day midfielder. So I guess at some stage you'd be hoping to have a look at him there.
I call him 0 to 25 players. So they're guys who get the footy, and when they get it, they can hit 0 to 25 in your forward 50. And Brody's one of those players, and so is Ricky Henderson. So they're great, exciting players to have on our list.
Last year, the club was building a ruthless culture, was the key word. I've been down there a number of times, and everyone talked, whoever you had on air, that word came out. I haven't heard it this year. Well, actually, I haven't heard the word ruthless.
What have you heard, Stephen?
Well, I've heard team first.
Good.
Elite standards, and this isn't about me, this is you. What is the culture you're building? That's exactly it.
Yeah, the other words I want you to hear.
Yeah.
So, team first, that's paramount. The other one is elite standards, and off that, if you've got good work rate, good habits, you got some talent, you'll get the job done on game day, and that's most important.
You got a gut feel they're hungry for the contest? There's a hunger there?
Yeah,
it's hard to define that one, I reckon, Walsh, until you get them into the game style.
No, you're right, because at the moment we just play against ourselves.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can be satisfied, but what happens is if the offence works really well, that means your defence hasn't worked well and vice versa. So we're going to find out. We've got a great test in our NAB Cup. We play two teams who played in the preliminary final and Geelong, who have been so good for so long. So we'll find out where we are after those three games.
Oh, no, it's just one more big story on that. That word hunger, and I really do like that. And it's hard to define the will and the want and the desire to win that contest, to find a way to win. I see that with Port. I didn't see it with the Crows last year. Bix has a real crack at me. I can define it when I watch Port. As you listen to him, you hear him. I don't know about that with the Crows. Is that a worry for you as well? I'm not saying they don't try, but find a way to win that hunger. You know, Geelong define it. They find a way. Hawthorn all last year found a way. Port Adelaide found a way. Crows did, but they didn't do it consistently.
No, I think that's the point. I mean, I watched the two Collingwood games the Crows played last year. I went to the one here and...
Outstanding.
And we played, Port Adelaide played them the following after they beat Collingwood at the MCG. So I watched those two games and all those things you talk about, I think they were there. Then I was actually down at Hobart and watched the North Melbourne game live and the Hawthorn game here. And it was just that fact. You just... unable to do it for long enough, and that's one thing I've really challenged the group with over the pre-season.
That's hard to coach. So is that a leadership thing? Do you think that falls back solely on leadership? It can't be game style or team pattern or rules or moves you make in the coach's box. That's an inherent thing that, and we've all played Walshy, you either got it or you don't, as a group.
Yeah, the hard part is, I think, as a coach, you hate inconsistency because you really don't know where you stand. So one week you tick the box, then next week you don't. You say, well, hang on, what is this? You know, is it a Jekyll and Hyde type thing? So,
well, Sando's not sitting in that chair because of that.
Yeah, well, I can't answer that.
What about an email come through and it's just asking if any of the rookies can expect to get a run during any of the pre-season games. Now, there is a disclaimer on it. It's from Keenan Ramsey's grandfather. So we'll probably exclude Keenan. But what about the rookies? Will we see any of them challenge?
We might play Keenan Nab 1 because it's in Port Lincoln, so he might be able to do a lap of honour. The other guy is Riley O'Brien, who has rucked quite well, actually, the last couple of match sims we've had. So he'd possibly be a chance. Anthony Wilson just getting used to the tempo of training of AFL, so he may be a little bit longer.
What about Charlie Cameron? The couple of times I've been down there, he's been a little bit limited in his work. We saw what he was able to do. You mentioned the Collingwood game. He was outstanding in that. Have you been able to manage him through the pre-season?
Yeah, no, Charlie's up and about, so he's in the full match sim at the moment, and I love some of the things I've seen Charlie do, him and Eddie. Been really good in the forward line, as have all the forwards, actually. They've really bought into what we've been trying to do, and I've been very happy with how he's progressed.
What about, you've had some new coaches come in, David Teague, Ryan O'Keefe. David, you would have known about because you coached with it at West Coast. How are they fitting in, and Ryan O'Keefe, his first foray into coaching?
Yeah, no, it's been really good. David, obviously, I've known from West Coast. I rate him highly, potential senior coach at some stage for mine. I flipped him over a bit, which seems to have energised him. He's been a backline coach now. He's in charge of the forwards. And he's been really great acquisition for the club. And Ryan O'Keefe, obviously coming from Sydney with those elite standards and habits that we talk about that I'm trying to emulate here as well. So he's been fantastic with the knowledge that he's been able to pass on. And the good part about Ryan is he can still run with the players, which is fantastic, although... Duncan Callaway did put him in his place, actually, over the pre-season on one run.
Dunk can go a little bit. He is phenomenal for a bloke his age. What about Darren Glass was the other acquisition that the club made, and with the talk of the leadership group, he's worked fairly closely there. Have they responded positively to him?
Yeah, you'd have to ask them that, but I've said it a few times now, but he's the best leader that I've had anything to do with in my time in footy. All-Australian captain, speaks for himself, was able to change your culture at a footy club. And, you know, we've got a young leadership group. We've got Tomo and VB in there, obviously, but the other four guys are pretty young. And obviously, Tex now is a young captain at 24. Darren's going to be a great mentor for him.
Let's drill it down a little bit with the midfield. Are you happy with the depth of talent in your midfield and the mix inside out? I know... I had bumped into Scotty Camporeale the other day. He said, "Rowie, inside and outside." He went, "Piss off." There's no such thing. You've got to be inside and outside. It was a great chat. I love you. It was blooming good. It was great for me to have that one-on-one chat with him. But are you happy with your mix there of talent and the depth?
I've been really happy, and both Scotty and Doc, I mean, I've obviously coached against them over the journey, and their numbers have always stood up really well. So that's been great for me, actually, to get inside the four walls again of Adelaide and see how those two guys operate. They've been fantastic, and I'm really happy with the work they've done with that midfield group. They're well-drilled, they're well-trained, they know what they're doing, so, yeah, I'm very happy.
Where are you with that mix of good teams don't tag? That was a famous quote by someone.
You've got to be careful, aren't you, with that? Yeah. I'm not sure if I'm a tagging coach because I believe in team defence, but I think you need, can I call him a cooler?
Yeah, yeah. You know when someone's running hot, yeah, you put the cooler on. Yeah,
I think you need a cooler. Yeah. I don't know about a tagger, though.
Yeah, who's your best cooler?
Oh, we've got some potential there. I think Rory Laird's done a couple of good jobs. Sam Kerridge has had a great pre-season. I suppose VB's played that role in the past, but I'm keen for VB just to get back up and down and find the footy again. And we might find a young guy that few people might have considered as a tagger, as a cooler.
Oh,
as well.
Okay. Can we have a guess at that, Bix? Do you want to?
No, I'll just have a think about that. Question on notice. Just a quick one. We're always mentioned we're 70 days away from...
75.
75 from playing a game. Yet
counting them down.
The debate has already raged for seems like infinitum about Patrick Dangerfield. Are you prepared for what the distraction that may cause you as a footy club and as a coach?
Yeah, no, I'm just not going to comment, so we won't have an ongoing debate about where it stands, but I can just assure our fans that we're doing everything we can possibly to make sure we get that signature.
Mm. We were talking about the midfield before. You know, Sam Jacobs is just having a spell at the moment with an injury. That does open up the question about the rucks. Luke Loudon's come to the club. Josh Jenkins, are those two guys, particularly Josh, who's played a bit in the forward line, has he looked at improving his ruck work?
Dr. Peter Larkin's here, mate. I let you into training once. I let you in to watch once, and now I'm getting a rundown on my...
He bought some new binoculars and a Batman mask.
5150s, they are.
I checked the trees, Walsh. He's sitting in them.
I'm going to have a word to Larry there as he rides his bike round.
Yeah, look out for Mitch. He's in the trees. He's like a drop monkey. Yeah.
Well, let's just go back then. Sam is fit. What about the second ruck position? You're happy with how that stands at the moment and the progression those two young players are making?
Yeah, look, Luke Loudon's a guy we identified, left-hand ruck, which I like, left footer, he's 200 centimetres, he's got a bit of speed. I want him to challenge, so Josh and him will fight for that position. Luke's played one game in, I think, 6 years, so there's some upside there. We hopefully that we can get out of him. He's training very well at the moment, so I think we can look forward to that battle for that position.
19th man wants to hear a bit from Phil. You had a new coach, new captain, new CEO, new direction and belief, and you can feel that. You really can. You can feel that. How big a working process is it? How far away are you from that? To the picture in your head where it needs to be?
Yeah, I'm hoping I'm not very far, Rowie, but like I said, pre-season can be a little bit of fool's gold because you only play against yourselves. You're not quite sure what the other 17 teams are doing and what they're going to come out with. But I can assure our fans that we'll be very well prepared, we'll be well drilled, and it won't be through a lack of effort that won't get us where we need to go.
And well done to the club. The bushfire appeal and the CFS raised $24,000. I think the players, Phil, raised some, and then the club said, well, you know what, we'll double that. And I just think that's community, and you are a community club, as is Port. We run on the back of the success of you guys, but you are great for the community. Well done.
Yeah, I think we all saw those flames over the hills, and it was pretty scary, and the guys who went up there, they were blown away. They just thought it was, mind-boggling, and to think that some people haven't got a house and things like that, you know, we're pretty lucky where we are. So the guys did off their own back, and it was fantastic. Like you said, we are part of the community.
The NAB Cup is interesting because different coaches approach it differently. Some of the top clubs like to just look at players. Some of the bottom clubs like to get momentum. Do you have a philosophy on how you'll approach it?
Yeah, no, I do, Mark. We'll give the younger players a bit of a chance in the first NAB, and then we'll try and play our strongest team in the next two.
Mm. And like you mentioned, there's some games there against quality opposition. You go to Geelong and play Geelong, which will be very interesting. Just looking, we spoke about Ryan O'Keefe, those guys working along with Tate Kays and that in development.
And Jared Cotton.
And Jared Cotton, of course. That is something that you've slightly changed the mix there. Are you happy with how that's set up and you're really comfortable with how the development of the young players is going to go?
Yeah, I might have spoken to you at the draft. I might have been you, Stephen. Yeah. Heath Uni's taken over as our development manager, and look, you talk about not knowing players. He's a guy I didn't really know that well, and you'd know him, obviously,
yes,
Mark.
Very, no, very clever.
He's fantastic, so I love what he's been doing, the development, and got some young guys in Tate, Jared and Ryan, all young coaches who I want to give an opportunity to, and the two of those boys are local guys, which is something I also want to give them a pathway. So I've been really happy with the development. It's a lot of work involved in it, but we're going to really invest heavily in our development. As Andrew Fagan said, we want to have the best footy department in the AFL, and part of that's having the best development program.
What about the State League side? Have you been able to just tweak that slightly to get just a better quality of top-up player, if you like to call them that, to make the team more competitive?
Yeah, he's put a lot of time into that, and obviously Ian Cullen and also is assisting in that area. But we've definitely, because we're a little bit better planned this year in relation to it, and we've had the year, we understood some of the things we needed to address. We actually have gone out and we've trained them a lot longer, and we've had a lot more people there to pick from. So we're hoping that we will have some stronger support players for our listed players this year.
Phil, far be it for me to comment on weight, but you look like you've lost a bit. You're shiny, you look fit.
The
guns are out, look at you.
I think I was in here, you guys again, I don't think we're on, but I got a new surfboard over Christmas, so that was, I've had a little bit of...
A thruster or a longboard?
Well, it's very interesting. This, I'll give the boys a plug at Firewire Surfboards, but it's actually a 5'3" surfboard. But,
oh, please, yeah. You're not on a 5'3". No, please.
It looks like
you're not.
It looks like a skateboard, but for all those surfers out there, it's the baked potato model, which it's amazing what you can do with it. So over the Christmas break, I surfed 6 days in a row. One of them actually a stormy at West Beach, which was quite amazing, as some of...
You didn't land on the rocks.
Some of the Adelaide surfers here will know.
I've been out there on a boogie board like a beach whale.
But we got 4 days off coming up, and I looked at Kangaroo Island, but everything's booked out, so we might slip across to York Peninsula to try and get away.
Now, you're a workaholic 24/7. You got your corporate golf day, Feb the 12th. You a golfer or you a nugger?
I hate golf. Yeah. I hate golf. Fishing and golf.
Fishing? Nah, oh, man. Well, you're north from three with me.
Well, I tell you what.
No, well, she's north from three.
I'm just going to take a step in the dark, and you would say you've fishing got better it things to do with 5 hours.
Correct.
For golf, and you've got better things to do in a whole day than sitting around potentially and getting nothing.
Well, hang on. I'm a hunter and gatherer, and I think Philly, when you cut it all back, at the end of it, you've got a plate of food that you can say to Mama Bear.
Yeah, what about golf,
I have provided.
I end up more frustrated after 5 hours than I was when I started. It's meant to be soothing and relaxing. Relaxing, so I'm in the same boat.
19thman.com.au membership is just flying.
Yeah, so to all our fans out there, I know there's been a bit of a process this year, but we've done a great job, and we really want to get everyone behind us, make sure Adelaide Oval is going to be the destination when Adelaide Crows play this year.
Yes.
Well, look, we thank you, Phil, for coming
well
in. It's been great to spend a half hour with you, just no breaks, just being able to pick your brain. We wish you all the best. We
hope
it goes exactly how you want. I think the draw is reasonably as favourable as they can be, and you can hopefully get away to a good start, and that'll set us off. So good luck with everything, and we'll catch up with you throughout the year.
Well done, Phil Walsh, our guest. Go you Crows, Bix. Look at me.
You are, yeah. You've just sort of sat up high in your chair.
Bristly.
Look, we can't wait.